Bienvenidos a Fiesta. I am composer Elvio Barilari, professor of Latin American music at the UIC, University of Illinois at Chicago, and artistic director of the Latino Music Festival. I would like to call today's program Fiesta of the Guitar. Spain was probably the capital of guitar music for most of history, especially in the early part of the 20th century. I would say that in the second part of the 20th century, the weight of the guitar shifted to Latin America. Today, confronted with the problem of how much Latin American music for the guitar we have, I decided we are going to pay tribute to Latin American popular music together with the tradition of Latin American guitar. Classical guitar players playing popular music, popular players using classical techniques to play popular music as well, and music that is in between, music that is impossible to define. We have been listening to Sambolero, a composition by Luis Bonfá, Brazilian composer, as recorded by Carlos Barbosa Lima, a mythological Brazilian player. And I would like to start our trip, our voyage in Paraguay with Berta Rojas, a young guitar player. She lives in Washington, D.C. She lived in other countries before. She studied in Uruguay with Eduardo Fernandez. And with Berta Rojas and with the most important Paraguayan composer and one of the giants of guitar music ever, Agustín Barrios Mangoré, this mestizo composer from Paraguay, and a beautiful melody accompanied with tremolo, this very romantic device. And the composition is entitled Último Canto, The Last Chant. Thank you. Último Canto by Paraguayan composer Agustín Barrios Mangoré, as recorded by Berta Rojas. Berta Rojas also recorded Chacarera, a very typical music from Central Argentina. The composer is Juan Falú, and we are switching to a more folk-inspired music. If you like Ginastera, you are going to recognize this type of music. Berta Rojas and by Juan Falú, Chacarera Ututá. Paraguayan guitar player Berta Rojas and Chacarera Ututá by Argentinian composer Juan Falú. Juan Falú is Eduardo Falú's nephew, and Eduardo Falú is a huge, giant figure of the Argentine folkloric music, a singer, a songwriter, but also a very virtuosistic guitar player. And he did not just popular music. He composed suites and concerti and music going into the classical side. This is a very peculiar recording because it's a guitar duet featuring Eduardo Falú with Paco Peña, this famous flamenco guitar player. And it's amazing in this record how an Argentine folk player with classical training and a Spanish flamenco guitarist with also classical chops can play together and fit into each other's music so naturally. And then from Eduardo Falú's Suite Argentina, three movements, samba, estilo, and malambo. This is the music from the Pampas, the music from the big plains in Argentina and Uruguay in that part of South America. ¶¶ Esta fue la Suite Argentina en tres movimientos, samba, estilo y malambo, grabada por Eduardo Falú y Paco Peña en dúo de guitarras, el compositor Eduardo Falú, por supuesto. Argentine Suite by Eduardo Falú, as recorded by Falú en Paco Peña, guitar duet. From Paraguay and then Rio de la Plata, we are going to Brazil now to listen to a legend of the Brazilian classical guitar, but also a virtuoso guitar player, very much in love with popular music, not just Brazilian music, but also jazz. He recorded Cole Porter, he recorded other music. And he was very much into this tradition of Latin American guitar players of applying classical techniques to popular music. We are going to listen to two tracks of this record entitled Luis von Fa and Cole Porter, precisely. The first piece is Manhã de Carnaval, Morning of the Carnival. And if you remember the movie Black Orpheus, Orfeu Negro, that beautiful movie about the carnival in Brazil, in Rio de Janeiro, and with a Greek myth embedded in the structure. Luis Bonfá wrote the music for that beautiful movie, and Vinicius de Moraes, the lyrics, great Brazilian artist. The first piece is going to be Manhã de Carnaval, and the second piece is going to be Na Sombra da Mangueira, In the Shade of the Mango Tree, both by Luis Bonfá, recorded by guitar legend Carlos Barbosa Lima. Thank you. Mañana de Carnaval, or Morning of the Carnival, and In the Shade of the Mango Tree, Na Sombra de Mangueira, by Luis Bonfá, as recorded by Brazilian guitar player Carlos Barbosa Lima. This is Fiesta, and you can visit us at our website and blog, wfnt/fiesta.com. Y estamos en la cadena radial de WFMT. Bienvenidos nuevamente a Fiesta. Yo soy el compositor Elvio Barilari. Hoy con una fiesta de la guitarra, the Fiesta of the Guitar. We are now in Brazil already. And I would like to introduce one of the giants of contemporary popular music in Brazil, Chico Buarque de Holanda. And I should stand up. Chico Buarque de Holanda is like a Brazilian Bob Dylan or Leonard Cohen, and I should stand up again. And Chico Buarque is mostly a songwriter, but also a book writer and a poet and an intellectual, fantastic character. We are going to listen to a couple of his songs as recorded by Artur Nestrovsky. This virtuoso guitar player that is also the artistic director of the Symphonic Orchestra of the State of São Paulo, the OSESPI. This is a very refined, very beautiful recent record in which Artur Nestrovsky takes us in a voyage throughout Chico Buarque's career as a composer, just with a single guitar. And again, these are songs. These were conceived as vehicles for lyrics. Artur Nestrovsky made his own arrangements for the guitar on these two songs by Chico Buarque de Holanda. Thank you. Brazilian guitar player Artur Neftrovsky in his own arrangements on two songs by songwriter Chico Buarque de Holanda, A Noiva da Cidade e Embebedado. We are still in Brazil, from a generation a little, just a little younger than Chico Buarque de Holanda, composer Egberto Gismonti. Gismonti is very difficult to define. Some people consider him jazz or world music, but actually he's a great Brazilian composer. And another great Brazilian musician, Odair Assad, recorded this composition by Egberto Gismonti. The title is Memoria e Fado, Memory and Fado. Fado is a Portuguese type of song. Then Odair Assad, Egberto Gismonti, Memoria e Fado. then Odair Assad, Egberto Gismonti, Memoria e Fado. We mentioned before Bob Dylan and we mentioned Leonard Cohen when we were talking about Chico Buarque de Holanda. The same names could be mentioned when we talk about Fernando Cabrera. Fernando Cabrera is an Uruguayan composer, mostly a songwriter and a performer with, 27 CDs already. He's in his mid-50s. Right now he's probably the most respected songwriter in the Uruguayan music. And Gustavo Ripa is a Uruguayan guitar player. He has been doing mostly popular music, but he was trained as a classical guitar player in this Carlevaro school, Eduardo Fernandez, etc., etc. This tradition of very pure, very pristine classical technique. And in a recent CD that won the golden record, golden CD in Uruguay a couple of months ago, Gustavo Ripa recorded a song by Fernando Cabrera, but in a purely instrumental arrangement called El Tiempo Está Después. Time comes after.
Thank you.
Uruguayan guitar player Gustavo Ripa in his own arrangement of a song by Fernando Cabrera, El Tiempo Está Después, or Time Comes After, a mysterious poetic kind of title. And we couldn't finish this voyage throughout the Latin American guitar music related to popular traditions without the presence of Leo Brouwer. Leo Brouwer, together with Villa-Lobos and with Abel Calevaro, the three giants of Latin American guitar music, and a very short one. It's called Danza Característica. Every guitar student in the world plays this music, this composition. If they don't, they should. Miguel Trápaga is a Spanish guitar player, and he recorded this Danza Característica, characteristic dance by Cuban composer and icon of Latin American music, Leo Brouwer. Closing our fiesta of the guitar, that was Spanish guitar player Miguel Trápaga and his recording of Leo Brouwer's Danza Característica. This fiesta of the guitar was just the tip of the iceberg. I don't know if talking about South America, the tip of the iceberg is a good image, but I wanted to say like that. This is the tip of the iceberg. We are melting the iceberg. In this case, with Latin American music related or linked to popular music from Paraguay to Uruguay to Argentina to Brazil to Cuba. Muchas gracias por escuchar Fiesta. Muchas gracias to Steve Robinson. Muchas, muchas gracias to our producer, Sidney Gillard. Muchas gracias to our assistant producers, Josh Chavajo and Sarah Murphy. Muchas gracias to our Spanish editor, Paloma Orozco. Muchas, muchas gracias to our lead program sponsor, the Sara Lee Foundation, and muchísimas gracias to all of you. Esta es la cadena radial de WFMT.